If a conjoined twin commits murder, should the other one go to prison too?
Yes. They have to. Because you can't say you go to jail and you not.
Well, it's not fair.
No, because they conspired. They had to talk about it.
No. Are you kidding? There's always a good twin and a bad twin. I grew up with lots of twins. It was weird. Like, my generation, I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was in vitro or whatever, but I grew up with so many pairs of twins. I felt like when I met a person that didn't have a twin, I was like, are you okay? Where's your other half? But there's always a good twin and a bad twin. I'm telling you.
Yeah, what happens if you get the death penalty? You're just dragging around a dead corpse forever?
That's a very good question.
Walking down the street, dragging this guy.
No, you're the reason why they couldn't give him the death penalty. Your conjoined twin is the thing that's going to save you from the death penalty, actually. Because you can't kill an innocent person who didn't do anything just because they happen to be joined halfway.
Well, is a conjoined twin two different people?
Of course it is. No, it's two different people.
If you share one heart, then you're one person.
No, you got two brains, two heads, two thoughts, two personalities.
So a brain makes a person.
I think a personality and a brain make a person, yeah. Like, if you share a liver and a heart, that's not a person.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you're just sharing that with your sibling.
But a brain is an organ, too. So if you only have one heart, then I think you're one person.
No, but the heart doesn't make your personality. Your brain does. If you've got two heads and two brains and two personalities, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what else you share.
I think you should stop your twin because you know what the twin's going to do. I mean, if the twin is carrying a gun and loading the gun, maybe you should ask the twin, you turn to him and go, excuse me, what are you doing? Oh, we're going to go shoot Fred. No, because they're going to have to use your arm because they only have two arms.
No, let's say there's four arms.
Then you're just a freak. Then you have conjoined twins don't have four arms.
No, that's maybe they're crazy. Conjoined like at the chest. You know what I mean? And there's four arms and two heads.
Is there a lot of them?
Okay, so think of it this way. Because I remember I watched that show about the conjoined twins, the girls. Remember? One of them would sleep while the other was up studying. So while the other one's sleeping, you could load a gun and hide it in your side of your side of the pants. And then as you're out, shoot Fred when your other twin didn't see it coming.
Right. But then that twin's going to have to do time because you shot Fred.
Yeah. But that's not fair. Why should I do time? I'm innocent. I don't even know Fred. Fred's his friend.
If you're conjoined, just don't do crime. I mean, there's no way around it.
That's not the answer. You have to pick one. You have to pick one. Like, what should happen if a conjoined twin, like, you can't cop out and be like, just don't commit a crime.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's conjoined twins. One of them is a murderer.
Right.
And the other is not just innocent. The other one is like volunteers their time, goes to church, you know, is like a really good person, mentors kids.
I think it's a really, really good ID channel show that they should have, you know, but they grow up, one steals, you know, things from a store, the other one doesn't, one's just evil as hell, mm-hmm. and the other one goes to church, and the other one doesn't want to go to church, and yeah, I think that's a whole movie. That's a great movie. We should copyright that.
I think you have to err on the side of the innocent twin. I think the guilty twin should have an ankle bracelet and have rights taken away. But I don't think that the innocent twin should be in prison. You can't put somebody in prison. That's a horrible environment. And if I didn't do anything, I don't care what I'm attached to. I'm not going to prison.
Can you imagine being conjoined with you? Oh, God, I would rather die.
I'd be the dominant personality.
What the hell am I talking about? I have been conjoined with you for 11 years. And the bull crap that you get in, I take the fall for. So,
good point.
I have done time in jail because of the crap that you have done many a times.
I've gotten us fired, but I've also gotten us hired, so I make up for it.
You've gotten us fired more than you've gotten us hired. So I have gone to jail for nothing that I've done.
That's a good point.
So yeah. We are conjoined. We have been conjoined, and jail sucks.
It hasn't been fair to you at all. You've been in jail many times.
That's the reason why I eat like this with my arm around my food, because I feel like I'm always in jail.
You got to cover your plate at all times.
Right. You can't have my food.
I've hardened you.
Right. So, yeah.
He used to be a much nicer person 12 years ago.
Jail sometimes would have been nice.
You need the vacation. Take me to jail. I need time away from her.
There are times they would have said Babylon or jail. I would have picked the jail.